seven spirits kill people and break things. The seven spirits of God, they kill people and they break things. That's the topic of today's show, and I don't know of any other show that's giving it to you this straight. The seven spirits of God, what do? Are they mysterious? No, they kill people and break things. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender, and I'm going to get to this topic. But first, there's a concern that I have, and I'm voicing it here on the air live with you, my friends, because other people have voiced this concern to me. There's a popular teacher out there, someone we all know and love, that I know and love, who's teaching something totally different than what I'm teaching here in the Book of the Unveiling and what A.E. Nock is teaching. And that teaching is that before the millennium, there's going to be like a 500 to 700 year period where Jesus Christ rules on earth. It's called the Day of Christ. This is, mind you, before he officially returns and before the millennium. And I'm like, I hate to mention names, but hello, Dan Sheridan. Dan Sheridan is my friend, and many of you have written me saying, Martin, I'm really disturbed about what Dan is teaching. If any of you listening to me on YouTube or on your handy-dandy MP3 players and you've never heard of Dan Sheridan, that's okay. I heard about him back in 2009. He's a dear friend of mine, but I too am curious, where did this teaching come from? Because I think it's whacked out. Well, somebody today sent me a link to a website, and now I see where it's coming from. I recognize this name. There's a teacher called Otis Sellers, and suddenly it's all clear to me because I noticed that Dan, I'll talk to him directly. Dan, I noticed that you have gone to some strange directions, what I consider strange. I'm not going to accuse you of anything, but there's talk that you're departing from solid, rooted and grounded teaching, and you're going off on these strange rabbit trails. Now, I happen to be one of those people who think that's true. I'm not accusing you. I'm just wondering if you could confirm for us if it's true. Now, I know you no longer believe what we used to believe on the snatching away. You no longer believe there is a snatching away where the body of Christ is going into heaven. I was extremely disturbed to find that out. Now, when I go to seedandbread.org and I look into the teachings of Otis Sellers, I see that he doesn't believe in the snatching away. And then I find that he's the one who invented this teaching that there's a 500 to 700 year period, Otis isn't sure how long for sure, where there's a rule, a righteous rule on the earth before the millennium. This originated from the best I can discern from going to the site from Otis P. Sellers. And what is curious to me, Dan, I mean, we might as well talk about this. We're public figures. We both teach on the internet. And so I think that those who listen to you, I think we, and including myself, we need to know exactly, because we're a little confused. We want to know exactly what you're teaching. Here's what I'm a little disturbed by, is that you seem to be like throwing A.E. Nock under the bus. And as everyone knows here, I'm teaching based on the book, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ by A.E. Nock, a man Dan and I respect greatly. In fact, we visited his graveside when we were in Hollywood. Forest Lawn Cemetery. Great respect for the man. Then all of a sudden, A.E. Nock is this guy who's adamant about these things, and he's all wrong. So you're throwing A.E. Nock under the bus, and you're coming across like you're now doing studies on your own, and you have these pioneering thoughts. Again, if I'm wrong, forgive me. I may have this all wrong, so I apologize. Not accusing you. But now I find that this stuff comes straight out of Otis Sellers. So you just discarded one teacher from another teacher. And I know that I've been accused of in the past, oh, Martin Zender just copies and pastes A.E. Nock. Everybody who knows me and reads my writing for the last 21 years and listens to my talks, you know that is not true. I have found the man to be solid. I've checked up on his teaching. And to me, the foundational teachings of this truth that we know, there's like five. The sovereignty of God. You've got to know the sovereignty of God. The purpose of the universe. Where's the universe heading? Is it heading to annihilation, to eternal torment, or is God going to reconcile all things to himself? A building block. a recognition of the two evangels, that there's an evangel to the circumcision, one to the uncircumcision. Vital truth. The eons, the purpose and plan of the eons, that God is working during a period of time. And of course, the truth about death. These are essential teachings. So what concerns me is, Dan, is you also, and you owe us this, you have to clarify this. It seems to me that you've been now teaching that God is no longer sovereign, that all things are no longer out of God, and that some things, like bad things and bad people, are ultimately and absolutely not from God. This is the most disturbing thing I've heard from you. If this is the case, if it's, I'm not accusing you, I'm asking you, is it true? If it's not, you owe us a clear explanation. And wonder of wonders, I'm looking at Otis P. I can't even pronounce the guy's name. I'm so upset about this guy. Sellers website, which is seedandbread.org. My listeners can go there. I'm not afraid for you to go there. This man, he's teaching that God does not know everything. Now I see where it's coming from. I see the source of the crapola, that God doesn't know everything. Because he actually has a writing here called Does God Know? It's number 130. Everybody go to seedandbread.org, click on the PDFs, and you'll see file 130, Does God Know? And this is really horrifying teaching. And I meant to bring up a quote. Darn it, I restarted my computer and I don't have this quote. Tomorrow's show, I'm going to bring up a quote from Otis Sellers. And the gist of it is that God doesn't care about these little tiny things that we do, that God is not in charge of the details. He only knows what he wants to know. And there's lots of things he just doesn't want to know. He doesn't want to bother when I sit down or when I stand up, all these details. But I say that if you have surrendered, I'm talking to Dan Sheridan, I'm talking to Otis Sellers, may he rest in peace, and I'm talking to any of you. Once you surrender the sovereignty of God, you're done. You are done, and you have no more authority because you have gone off in a sinkhole. And Otis Sellers does not believe also that God is the Savior of all. And so my fear is that Dan Sheridan is going to go down that path of annihilationism, because this is where Peter Sellers has gone. Peter Sellers. Otis Sellers. I just watched a Peter Sellers movie. I wish this was Peter Sellers. I'd much rather be reading to you quotes from Peter Sellers than Otis Sellers, because I find the scholarship of this man deplorable and juvenile. He makes basic, childish errors in reasoning. The fact that he's reasoning at all is a problem. Paul says, and Dan, you know this verse well, we've talked about this for years, Paul says that there are those who, knowing God, not as God, glorify or thank him. Verse 21 of Romans 1. Knowing God, not as God, do they glorify or thank him, but vain were they made in their reasonings, and darkened is their unintelligent heart. I find Otis Sellers to be vain in his reasoning and dark in his unintelligent heart. Professing themselves to be wise, they are made stupid. This man has some things right, but he has these major things wrong. He has a writing, number 189, called Universalism Disavowed. In other words, he goes out of his way to make sure that we know that he does not believe that God is going to reconcile all things to himself. Because there's some people that are just too stubborn to be reconciled. They're evil people. They're not of God, ultimately. And there's also a article on election, number 103, that God does not elect certain people. This is the doctrine of Otis Sellers. And now I see where, Dan, you're getting this stuff from Otis Sellers. So just say it. You've thrown away one teacher for another teacher. You're not a pioneer. I'm not a pioneer. Okay? We all learn from somebody, and these guys learned from somebody, and they learned from somebody, and we all check up on them ideally and look at the scriptures to see what the Word of God has to say. So I would like to publicly ask you these things, not accusing you. Have you abandoned the sovereignty of God? And I wish I had this quote up here. I meant to have it up here. I'm going to give it to you tomorrow because it's important to read this poison. This website is a sinkhole. I don't want to see my friend go into a sinkhole or any of you. Do you no longer believe that God is in control of everything, good and bad? It seems to me you're going down that route. I pray I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. You owe us that. I could call you on the phone. That's true. I know what Dan's... Why didn't you just call me on the phone? Consider this a public telephone call. We're both teachers. Let's be mature. Let's not cast aspersions. I'm not doing that here. I respect you and I love you. I'm just, with everybody else, I'm confused. Like, where did this 500-year pre-kingdom rule on earth come? No more snatching away. The body of Christ is no longer found in the Romans. I was like, where's this stuff coming from? Oh, seedandbread.org, Otis Sellers. That's where it's coming from. This man is not a good expositor of the truth. Second question I like to ask, please tell me this isn't true. Please. Are you now going to go totally into Sellers? I'd rather you go into Peter Sellers than Otis Sellers. Are you now going to disavow yourself as he has done from universal salvation? That God's going to reconcile all things to himself because some things are just too ugly and too evil? Is that where you're going? That's a question, not an accusation. Write an article and tell me I'm wrong. Because people are probably going to say, Sender was talking about you. You need to listen to this. Hello. Okay, now to the topic at hand. I'm going to have that quote for you tomorrow. Then I'm going to drop it because some people are just not interested in this. We don't want controversies. I don't either. But guess what? We're in the truth. We're to be exposing, rebuking, and entreating. That's our charge. That's what we do. It's not everybody's job. It's my job. I have to pay attention to these things. Unfortunately, I'd rather just teach and forget it. But when something like this arises from a notable person and an expert like Dan Sheridan, I get nervous. I'm nervous, Dan. You'd be the same with me. So I love you. I love you like a brother. I love you like the brother I never had. But I'm disturbed and you need to help me, okay? That's my Dan Sheridan is my brother voice. So talking about the seven spirits of God, I'm going to give you some added detail. I talked to you about them before, but now I find out. And here, this is a good question, really. I only have a few minutes left here, so I'll pick up on this tomorrow. We know that now God has a present administration of grace, and that's going to change in that he's going to start judging the earth. And he uses the seven spirits. They are used to kill people and break things. I mention that because that's the common definition of war. What is war? War is the art of killing people and breaking things. God is going to declare war on the earth for its good. We read in Hebrews 1 verse 7, and I'm going to go there quickly here in the waning moments of this broadcast. Hebrews 1 7. And indeed, to the messengers, he is saying, who is making his messengers blasts and his ministers a flame of fire. What we're seeing is fire coming on the earth, and it's a judging fire. And he uses, God does, intermediaries to effect these things. And the intermediaries, in this case, are the seven spirits of God. They're prepared, being prepared right now to consume and destroy. They're being made ready for that day. Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. Speaking of the judgments of the Lord being, quote, as a stove, and all the arrogant, and all that do wickedly are straw. And the day that comes sets them aflame, says Jehovah of hosts, which shall not relinquish to them root or bough. In other words, God is coming to wipe out, but in order to restore. Remember that famous verse, the Lord kills, but the Lord also makes alive. And there is coming a time where he is going to kill. Now, the seven spirits, many people get the idea that these are aspects of God. But the seven spirits are before the throne of God. They're not on the throne. God is on the throne, and the seven spirits are around the throne of God. So how can they be God? The seven spirits can't be God. They work for God. Else, other places, they're called the seven horns of the lambkin. A horn that is judgment. A horn is like war. And they will administer God's judgments on the earth. They're the ones that do it. Christ is God's executive, but these seven spirits are the executives of Christ. God always working through intermediaries. There is a hierarchy. There is delegated authority. God himself doesn't come down and kill people and break things, but he uses intermediaries to do it. And I'm not saying he's not responsible for it. He is responsible for everything. So tomorrow, we're going to open the show tomorrow with the responsibility of God for his universe. I'm going to read some terrible quotes from Otis Sellers, and we are going to establish in a mere minute that God is the sovereign in the universe, and he is operating all things, not some things, in accord with a counsel of his own will.